840 CFCW, Gardening with Sharon, and it's a big presentation of Thiel's Greenhouse in Bruderheim in Fort Saskatchewan. Food, foliage, and flowers, thielsgreenhouse.ca. Do you have a good long weekend, Sharon?
Oh, it was lovely. How was yours?
It was awesome, and the perennials survived.
They did, didn't they? And you know another thing, Jackie Ray? It's still a good idea to plant in June. To plant annuals in June.
Yeah, I get that advice now, yes. Do you know, you and I were yapping the other day about World Bee Day and how important, everybody is getting it now, how important bees are to us.
And gardeners in their own space, like regardless whether it's a balcony, regardless whether it's a small yard or a big yard, gardeners can all play their own role in supplying forage for bees. So, I have a new blog up on my Gardening with Sharon website. It's called How to Plan and Create a Thriving and Safe Pollinator Garden.
And that's what we're looking for, right? Just helping them pollinate. That's what they need.
Yeah. So there's more than five things on there that you can do to make your garden pollinator and bee friendly.
What would be one that would stick out that you think it'd be so easy to do?
Number one is to supply a season worth of flowers. Because as we notice, right, the willow trees were blooming. We didn't even notice that. The poplars were blooming, right? And now the beautiful pink crab trees are blooming. The lilacs are starting. So as in your own yard with annual and perennial flowers, just have a whole season worth of flowers. And that is a big step to making that successful for bees.
I also want to talk about container planters. It seems more people are moving to that these days.
Yes. And the thing about container planting is you can do it anywhere. Again, it's limitless. No matter the size, no matter even your exposure, whether it's a shady area or a sunny area. And so this week I'm featuring on my Instagram and Facebook steps to having successful containers, from designing to figuring out your sun or shade exposure to the actual mechanics of planting.
Well, and it's really smart, I think, with container planters because they were way easier to move indoors when we got frost last week.
No kidding, right? Yes.
So again, it's Gardening with Sharon. Check out her Instagram and her Facebook, and you're great about responding and everything as well. So if you want to interact with Gardening with Sharon, you could do that as well.
Oh, you know what? It is my favorite to talk to people about gardening so that they thrive and their gardens thrive along with them.